Mark, can you hear okay? Can you hear the song?
What are you doing? Don't do that on mic.
Why?
It sounds terrible on mic.
Yeah, we'd hate to put anything out over the air that sounds terrible.
So you've just opened up.
That's our new policy. I guess effective this afternoon.
You just opened up your marathon, your swag from the Hellraiser.
Yeah. My cans are dead.
Care to describe?
Well, hold on.
Your cans are dead.
I can't hear. Hold on, my friend.
Yeah.
Hold on, my little friend. No, I can't hear anything. I don't need to.
So you're going to have to hear the callers.
I will.
Irwin, could you help Andy out?
Irwin, is there another a set of cans?
Those cans must be.
I guess not.
The right one doesn't work.
Unplug them.
Yeah, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Oh, it never ends with Irwin. I have to do everything. How you doing, buddy?
Good. How about you?
Yours don't work either?
Hey, congratulations on surviving the tornado.
Yeah, I had a tornado hit within inches of our house. Well, a few thousand inches, but still inches.
I put a picture of your next-door neighbor's car.
I'm a tornado survivor.
Yeah.
I've got a real story. Jealous?
I am jealous. I never survived a tornado.
I know. There you go. We're good.
I saw a funnel cloud once. That's about it.
Fine, Kevin. You saw a funnel cloud. I ate a funnel cake once.
What? I can't compete with you surviving a tornado.
I've been there, baby. I was in it.
The tornado passed right by your house.
Yep.
Right,
if it had zagged instead of zigged. I might not be here.
And you also had a successful bar mitzvah.
Yeah, well, my son did.
Your son, Evan.
Yeah, my son did, yes.
So you have a lot to be grateful for.
Like what?
Surviving the tornado.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot already.
Surviving the bar mitzvah.
Yeah, I survived that too. If the bar mitzvah had zigged instead of zagged, I might not be here.
Why not?
I don't know. But it was a great bar mitzvah. Bunch of kids there from Evan's school. About 8 or 9 of them hooked up.
Really?
No.
Were you keeping track?
No, that's not true at all.
I bet you it is true.
We danced the horror.
That I did not see.
We read from the Torah. Read the Haftorah.
Mm-hmm.
We did it all, baby. We did it all. It was nice to see you there.
Yeah, it was a good time.
Yeah. I have my cousin, my mother's cousin, visiting. We had family coming in, and my mother's cousin is here in the studio with us from Israel. Mark, say hello.
Hello.
This is Mark Shamir.
Whoops, there we go.
Kibbutz En Gedi, Israel.
And near the Dead Sea.
By the Dead Sea.
By the Dead Sea. The lowest place on the planet.
Right.
Geographically.
Geographically.
Artistically, the lowest place on the planet is right here. You have that in common. That's something you and Ken have in common.
Here I thought you were going to be on good behavior today for Mark's sake, but I guess not.
Mark is family. Like you, your family.
Yeah.
What else is happening? Hey, we had fun last Wednesday.
Oh, that was so much fun. Yeah, both on the air. I thought what we did last week on the air worked out great.
The inverted marathon?
Yeah. The reverse marathon. And thank you to everybody who donated during the 2019 Hellraiser.
And then we went and did a little comedy show.
Yeah, and that worked out great.
I know. It was a real show. And you really booked a real show. They were fantastic.
Yeah. And we even had a good chunk of the audience take their rolls of toilet paper and go and vandalize something.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't quite.
Well, you weren't part of it.
Well, I stuck my head in.
No, you didn't.
I observed for a minute.
You didn't even stick your head in.
I came up to the fifth floor.
We got up there. Everybody's toilet papering little Maddie Warwick's desk.
Yeah.
I look around. I don't see you. I say, where's Andy?
Well, I stuck my head in. I had to go. I have a life.
Yeah.
I had to get ready for the tornado.
Will you invite me over to the next tornado?
You know, we had no warning. I didn't know it was a tornado.
No
I
sirens.
I wish I had known. No, there were no sirens. There was no tornado warning. If I had known, I would have done something stupid. I would have gone out on the porch. I would have tried to, you know, personally observe it and witness it and experience it.
You can't see a tornado at night, though.
You can't?
No.
Well, you can experience 100-mile-an-hour winds.
Yeah.
That would be groovy.
But the window's not a good place to stand near a tornado. Mm. You know?
Yeah.
I'm glad you didn't know about it.
You're talking to a tornado survivor.
I know I'm talking. I'm showing respect.
Yeah. Next time you start your boiler stories,
I'm a hurricane. I'm a hurricane survivor.
Well, everyone here is a hurricane survivor.
You're not really a hurricane survivor. I don't think it counts.
Mark is taking a selfie here with the three of us.
Well, this all right, let's put the radio show on hold here.
This is for Mark to show his daughters back in Israel. Mark is gesturing. He wants me to put the mic down so you can see me
talking to the mic.
You can, Mark. I really have to keep the mic up. Mark wants this picture. Mark now is gesturing for Irwin to take a step back and get also on the picture.
So we have a special number tonight. We actually do have a very special number.
Well, you mean in addition to our regular number, which
yes.
is 973. Wait, what is our regular number?
I'm not telling you.
201-209-9368. You'd think I would know what I was begging people to call last week.
Yeah. But we have a special number for people who have friends.
Yes, this was thanks to Beth, my wife, Bethy. She suggested this. It's a, what do you call those, diamond lanes?
An HOV lane.
An HOV lane, when you have more than one person in the car.
Right.
If you have more than one person on the phone, I guess you could conference someone in. You can merge a call and then call us.
You might be in a car with somebody.
You might be home with the two landlines and someone can pick up the extension. But if there are more than one person on the phone, you get preferential treatment. We have a special line for you. What is the HOV lane line?
Andy, the HOV line is 201-209-0781.
And they will get answered first. Is
yes,
that correct?
They jump to the front of the line.
They get priority treatment.
And the regular number is 201-209-9368.
Now, we have a contest. We're going to be playing snippets of songs of guitar solos. It's
right.
Name That Guitar Solo. And people that have called the HOV lane, people that have more than one person on the line, they have an advantage, don't they?
Yes, they do.
I mean, they have two people that might recognize.
Exactly.
How's the show going so far?
It's going. It's got off to a weird start, I got to say.
Mark, Mark on the way here, Mark was wondering why I don't get paid. Isn't that right, Mark? You said
that's
that?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know what to tell him. Now that it, you know, now that you mention it, it's a very, very good question. It's a legitimate question.
I defer to Irwin on that matter.
You see me working here, right?
Right.
Do they have shows like this in Israel where people don't get paid?
Everybody gets paid.
Everyone gets paid in Israel.
Hey, Irwin, can you point Mark's mic towards his mouth? There we go.
Why don't I get paid like they get paid in Israel?
Because there's no money to pay you with.
Yeah.
No, yeah, straight on. Yeah, there's no money to pay you with. That's the best.
But there must be money. Am I right, Mark? The lights are on. The air conditioning's on.
Somebody
is paying somebody. Am I right? It just doesn't seem fair. Am I right?
Somebody's paying the expenses, right? They have to pay some.
Exactly.
Well, we can pay
some. My cousin from Israel has brought up some legitimate points.
We can pay some expenses.
Well, I'm sorry. You know what's interesting, Mark? You might find this interesting. I said I'm not getting paid, and that's true. This guy here, my co-host, he's getting paid.
I'm not getting paid to do this. What I'm doing right now, I don't get paid for.
How does that happen?
I am here as a volunteer.
How does that happen? But you get a paycheck from WFMU.
For running the station, but not for being your prop here on 7 Second Delay. That I don't get paid for.
I agree, Mark. Mark, do you know any union organizers? Do you know anyone that... we'll talk later.
There are radio stations that unionize their volunteers.
Do they?
Yeah, WBAI.
How'd that work out for them?
No, it's worked out great for them. they're no longer on the air.
Yeah, I can't see a problem. Can't see a problem there. WBAI. Oh, I miss them so much. They were great. They were like a cautionary tale, weren't they?
Still are.
You point to them all the time.
Yes, I do.
It's like, Mark, I'll explain. It's like in Mississippi, when you live in Mississippi, they go around saying, thank God for Alabama. That's kind of like Ken and WBAI. Thank God for BMI. They're in worse shape than us.
So are you ready to start the games?
Yeah, it's...
And you're giving away...
Name that guitar solo.
Name that guitar solo. Here's how it works. I'm going to play a guitar solo for you. If you get it right, if you recognize the band and the song...
If you recognize the song...
You
that's
get a
one
point.
Point.
Right.
If you can name the song and the guitarist, that's 2 points, and you get to hear the next song.
Well, if you recognize the song, you move on to the next song automatically.
Right, and you'll keep going until you miss.
Right.
Right.
Yep.
And then the player at the end of our hour, that's accumulated the most points, that went the furthest, will receive $22 from me, and right to their PayPal.
And explain why $22?
Well, it had to be a number that would motivate people, that mm-hmm. would get people interested in the call. But it can't be too much money where it would sting me.
Right. So $25 is too.
That's too much. Too much. Don't even say that. That number just is too high.
$10.
I wince. $10. I don't think people would bother.
$20.
$20 seems a little bit on the low side.
Yeah.
Here we go. $22.
$22. Perfect.
$22.
All right. So if you want to play Name That Guitar Solo, give us a call at 201-209-9368. Andy's on good behavior tonight.
That's right. My mother's cousin is here. We have an HOV line. If you have more than one person, you get preferential treatment. 201-209-0781. Although right now, the highway is empty. And there's no real advantage.
Everything's empty.
Yeah.
Everything's completely dead and empty.
You see, Mark, no one is calling. No one is calling.
Why?
Yes, exactly. That's the question. We ask that every week. We turn to each other. Why? Why is no one calling? I think there's something about me that puts people off. They recoil. They don't like me.
It's not you.
Yeah, you're very sweet.
No, I think it is him.
No, I don't think
you think it's Ken.
I think it's $22.
All right,
you think
we got
that's
a call.
Not enough.
Got a call, Andy.
Not enough. Yeah.
Hi.
Although I should point out, it's $22 more than I'm making, isn't it, Mark?
That's right.
Yeah.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Ken. How you doing?
Good. Who's this?
This is Dave from Chicago.
Hey, Dave.
Hey, Dave from Chicago. You love the show, don't you?
Hey, Andy. I just love the show.
Hey, that means the world to us. Hey, Dave. We're gonna play. Hey, wait, is this our HOV line?
No.
Is it?
No it's not.
Okay.
Not hey, HOV.
Dave, we're going to play you a little snippet of a guitar solo. If you can name it, you get a point. If you can name the guitarist, you get 2 points. And then we move on, and you'll hear another one. You'll keep going till you lose.
Oh, very good.
Okay.
Are you ready, Dave?
You're in the running
I'm
for
excited.
22. First off, what would you do with that $22, Dave? Tell the world.
You know what? I would probably buy some contraband.
Exactly. Exactly right. You're a man after Ken's own heart.
All right.
Okay, here we go, Dave.
I'm listening. Drawing a blank on that one. You know, it must be. That one was supposed to be some of that new music, some of that modern music.
No,
I would say it sounded early 70s.
That's old music. That's some classic
that's
rock.
Old music.
Yeah. That's
now,
some,
should we not reveal it and use it for the next call?
Yeah, I just
you
assumed.
Know what? I would think that might be a group like Mountain with Leslie West.
That's a good guess.
Good guess, but no.
Is that a good guess?
Yeah.
It's a good guess, but I'm afraid there's no cigar
not
there,
mountain,
Dave.
Huh?
It's like Mountain. Mm. Well, thank you very much for calling.
It's similar to Mountain. It sounds like it.
Close, but no cigar, Dave.
How about Mott the Hoople?
Nope.
Well, are we giving
no,
people
Mott
two
Hoople.
Guesses?
Oh, my Lord.
No,
I'm
we're
sorry.
Not.
Oh, okay.
I'm drawing a blank.
Dave,
no problem,
now,
Dave.
Now, here's a question, and I'm assuming that Dave is the only person listening. Can Dave call back?
Nah.
We're going to say no? Oh, my God. He's tough. He's tough. Do you hear that, Mark? Let me explain what just happened. We have one person listening. He's in Chicago. His name is Dave. Ken just made a rule. Ken, the strategic genius, just made a rule that Dave can only call once. Yeah. It gets interesting here, doesn't it? And this is the guy. And then the guy who made that rule, he's the one that's earning a salary.
On a different name.
Yeah, okay. Well, you know what? He's the guy who makes the decisions.
He makes the decisions, for better or worse. Thanks very much, Dave.
Thanks, Dave.
All right. You guys have...
201-209-9368. I wonder what Dave was going to wish us just at the very end there.
I think a good night.
Or maybe. We'll never know. 201-209-9368. We're playing Name That Guitar Solo. Are we going to use that same guitar solo again?
No, I'm going to come back to that one.
I'll come back to it. Okay.
Later.
Hey, can I play with you? Are you pretty good at this game?
Yeah,
what's this guitar solo? Listen to this.
Okay.
I can't play it. I can't play the actual solo, but I can do it manually.
Go ahead. I don't know.
The thrill is gone. B.B. King.
No, it didn't sound like that at all.
Oh, screw you. All right, we'll just do it your way.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, you love the show. What's your name?
Danger.
His name is Danger.
His name is Danger.
Danger, that's Danger. His name?
Yes.
Yo, what up?
I can't wait to get $22 paid, $20 sent via PayPal to Danger. Okay, you ready to play? Danger, you ready to name that guitar solo?
Yes, Danger. Yeah, I'm ready. Ready to rock.
Ready to rock? Okay,
right,
here it is.
On. I'm not quite ready yet.
Okay, I'll do it. I don't need you, Ken. I'll do it.
Whoa.
Along the Watchtower. That's Jimi Hendrix.
Are you ready, Danger?
Yes, I'm
okay, fine. We'll do it the old-fashioned way. We'll actually play it.
All right, here we go.
Fine.
Oh, yeah, I know. Dude.
What is it?
Purple Rain, All the Way.
Very good.
It's Prince, Purple Rain.
Thank you.
And who's okay.
Whoop.
Oh, sorry about
That's
that.
That's all right.
That's all right.
Mickey Free? I don't know.
No, it's Prince.
Okay. That was Prince on a guitar.
Yeah.
So that was, that's 1 point. And does Danger go again?
Yes, Danger goes again.
Okay, we're going to play another one. Here, I'll do it. Should I do it myself?
Go
verbally?
Ahead. Yeah. Wow, that's rough. It's really rough.
That's Steely Dan reeling in the years.
Yeah, okay.
I can kind of hear that.
Well, we'll play it the old-fashioned way. We'll actually play a clip, a little snippet from an actual guitar solo. That might be easier.
Yeah, here we go.
All right.
Cueing it up.
Just hit play. Just click.
No, I have to get to the guitar solo. Click.
Oh, wait, I thought you had already pre-cued these.
No, you can't pre-cue them.
But then how do you know exactly where it is?
I wrote down on a piece of paper where
they are. Oh, use the piece of paper method.
Okay, here we go, Danger.
Here you go.
For your second point.
Yeah. That should be enough.
I want to say... I think I heard some slides, so I think I don't know, but I'm gonna guess it's the Allman Brothers, which would be Dwayne Allman.
Nope.
But Danger, you are in the lead.
Good guess, Danger, though.
Danger, you right as of now, you have $22 American coming to you.
You are the man to beat.
Yeah, that's the mark to beat.
If at the end of the show, Danger, if you win, then you'll have to email me so we can get you your $22.
Can I tell you all something?
Yeah.
My name's not Danger.
Get out of town.
You can tell us your real name later. But what would you do with the $22 American?
I would call up my best friends and we get some beers. How about that?
It's like a dream come true. Wow, slice dream of paradise. Call up my best friend.
Thanks, Danger. Email me at the end of the show if you win. My email address is ken@wfmu.org.
All right, and so we're at 201-209-9368. It's Name That Guitar Solo with Ken, Andy, and Mark.
The first one's kind of easy, and then when you go to the second one, it's going to get a little harder.
Well, Danger got the first one.
He did.
Okay. My email address.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, you love the show.
Yes, I do.
And what is your name?
Nick.
And Nick, you ready to play Name That Guitar Solo?
You want to find out where Nick is calling
Couldn't
from?
Couldn't care less. Hey, Nick, did you know any of the previous guitar solos that we played?
I recognized Prince.
Okay, well, there you go. Well, so did Danger. Okay, so, Nick, the score to beat is just one. It's a pretty low mark. You might be able to take him on. Let's see how you do.
I haven't won anything in my life.
But before we do it,
yeah,
let's be quiet for 1 second.
Go ahead. Tell me why.
Oh, I wanted everybody to hear your restless leg syndrome.
Oh, that's it. I do shake my leg.
Go ahead. Shake your leg.
Well, you can't often hear it because I'm chomping on my gum.
No, I can
so
hear
loudly.
It. I can hear
can
your
you. Can you hear the gum also?
The leg. No, the leg is loud, though. Except every time I talk about it, you stop. It's like the Heisenberg uncertainty principle.
Right. Yeah, exactly. It's the Heisenberg uncertainty principle. Wow.
What's our caller's name again?
It's Nick.
Nick. Here we go, Nick. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go.
Well, I don't know who that was, but that was hot.
I know it. Hold on. It's down there,
Close.
Oh my God! It's so in my mind.
This is so exciting. It's on the it's on the tip of his tongue.
Freebird. It's Freebird.
Yes. And he gets it.
Yeah.
And the name of
I don't know. I don't know who's on guitar though. I never liked that band.
Okay.
Okay,
so
there's a point, and we're moving on. Nick, you are moving on to the second round. Very exciting.
Yeah, can I get 10 regular cash?
Yeah, regular cash, PayPal. Yep.
I'm getting gas.
Do you prefer to be paid megabucks or regular cash?
He's going
to
convert that cash into gas.
Hold on.
Oh, he's telling us to hold on.
Okay.
Not you. That's the gas attendant.
Oh, he's getting gas.
He's getting gas right now.
Oh, Nick, you should have held off.
Oh, it's magic.
Because by tomorrow, we could be paying for your gas.
Well, you know, the money could just go, in my mind.
$22, would that fill your tank, $22? Almost.
No, but it would do almost.
We'd get you from here to there. All right, Nick, here you've advanced to the second round. We're very proud of you.
All right, Nick, this one's a little harder.
Got it.
It's more recent than Freebird.
Okay.
Here you go.
James Taylor? James Taylor? Sweet Baby James?
No, that was not James Taylor.
That came through my end as, like, incomprehensible noise. Like, all I could guess is Thurston Moore.
Because
of how that came through. But that's no one's fault. Thank you.
You were right about the incomprehensible noise, though.
Yep. Well, anybody calling FMU, that's a lucky guess. I mean, that's a guess you'd always make.
Nick, you're tied for first with Danger.
Love to see it.
Okay.
Okay, congratulations.
We would split that $22 if no one else scored.
I don't think $22 can be split down the middle.
My cousin is smart enough to do the math.
I don't think anybody's smart enough to it can't be done. Dividing it in half. Phone number here is 201-209-9368. We're playing Name That Guitar Solo. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, you love the show. Hi, you're very, very fond of the show.
We're going to be on the show?
Yeah, you're on the show. You're on the air.
That's awesome.
Wait, do you have someone on the phone with you? Have you conferenced someone in?
Yeah, my friend Ed Seifert is going to do it.
Who's going to do it?
Ed Seifert.
Well, you can both listen if that's possible.
Yeah, we should be on the high occupancy line.
Yeah, you should be
on the HOV line. We should repeat. There is an HOV lane if you have more than one caller on the phone.
I haven't named the number in a while.
201-209-0781. That's right. You could have called that lane. But we have you now, and we're going to play a guitar solo.
Okay, are you ready, Ed?
I'm ready, Ken.
Here it comes.
Thank you.
Okay, what is it?
That's the Almond's Ramblin' Man.
No. Wait, I think, can I get?
Marshall Tucker?
No.
No. Right band, wrong song.
Yeah, exactly. Well, now you've said that. I don't think you can use it again.
I got it. Blue Skies.
Yeah, Blue Skies. Yep.
Should we give it to him?
No.
No, yeah, we can't give it to him.
Yes, we should give it to him.
No, we can't.
Wait, I hear a voice in my head saying, yes, we could give it to him. Do you hear that?
That's somebody on the line.
Oh, that's them. Oh, I thought it was my conscience.
No.
Oh. Yes, wait, hold on. Do you hear that?
I say we give it to him.
Wait.
Is that the angel on your shoulder?
It is. There's some. It is.
No, I think that's Ed's friend.
Oh, yes. Oh, that would explain
She's
that.
She's on the line.
Wait, listen. I swear to Christ, Ken, I hear somebody talking. Somebody in my inner mind.
She's
my
on
conscience.
The, she's on the phone.
No, that's a different voice,
no,
Ken.
No, that's the
This is like a falsetto voice.
That's Ed's friend. Do you often hear voices like this in your head?
Every Wednesday I do at 6 o'clock.
I think those are the calls.
Oh, that would explain so much.
Well, thank you, Ed and Angel.
Yeah, I'm not going to fall for that again. Very clever. Oh, they're diabolical.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hi,
hello.
You love the show.
Oh, I love it.
You can't believe you got through.
Yeah, I love it.
Okay, and what is your name?
My name's Nick.
Nick, and what would you do? What would you do with 22 American dollars?
I would probably just donate that right back to SMU.
All right, there you go.
No, I'm asking a serious question. What would you do if you won the $22?
I guess buy some beers.
Yeah, exactly. All right, we're good to go. Ken is finding the next guitar solo.
Oh, there it is.
I think we might need more guitar solos.
I know. I know. We're not going to have enough. I never should have given that last one away.
I know. Exactly. All right, okay. We've learned a lesson.
Yeah.
Wait, I can always do them manually like I started out doing.
I know. It's uncanny when you do those.
Yeah. You want me to do one now?
No. Nick, are you ready?
Oh, I'm ready.
Okay.
Okay, here we go.
Now, we know that's bad music, but we have to know the exact name of this bad song.
It's great music.
No,
yeah,
I'm talking.
It's a little out of my listening realm there.
No.
What's that?
Like maybe some Guns N' Roses or something?
No.
Sorry. Thanks for playing.
Thanks, Nick.
We still have a two-way tie between first Nick, Nick number one, and Danger.
Oh, man. Is somebody going to move on to the second round and get
it
right?
Know. Maybe these are too challenging. We're at 201-209-9368. If you're calling with someone else on the phone, we have an HOV lane available, 201-209-0781, and you'll get priority treatment.
These are the easy ones. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi, thanks for calling. What's your name?
My name's Tom.
Tom, you love the show.
I love the show.
Oh, thanks very much, Thomas. And
long-time listener, first-time caller.
It means the world to us, doesn't it, Ken?
Yes.
You're the fish we wanted to catch.
Oh, you reeled me in.
Okay. And now, have you recognized any of these solos that we've been playing so far?
No.
No? Oh, okay. So, good luck then.
I'm going in blind. I'm a little nervous, but
okay.
I think I'll do okay.
Should I do it manually, Ken? Should I do it from memory?
No, don't do
You're that. Actually going to play the actual...
Yep, I'm going to play the real thing.
Okay, yeah. Fine. That's a good way to do it, too.
And Tom, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go. What do you say, Tom?
Is it Hard for the Money?
No.
She doesn't work hard for the money. No, that's not it. No.
Hard for the money. Good guess though.
Wait, who sang Hard for the Money? That was the disco.
Donna Summer.
Yeah.
That's what it sounded kind of. What was that? Like Skinner? It sounded like a southern rock kind of thing.
Not going to give anything away, so I can reuse it.
And that was, I think that was the first at FMU. We usually avoid songs about work and celebrating work here.
Well, that wasn't Hard for the Money.
Oh, I see. That's that would explain
that's
that.
That's a song about prostitution, by the way.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Then.
She works hard for the money. She.
Yeah.
She's a prostitute.
You mean there's no other way a woman could be expecting to bring home a paycheck.
Well,
in your
no,
mind.
In this particular
that's
song.
That's all you need to hear, and you assume it's a prostitute.
No, I just happen to...
Anytime you hear, hey, a woman, I had a long week of work. Oh, yeah, whoring, that is pretty difficult.
This song happens to
You just make
to
that
be,
assumption.
It happens to be about a sex worker, not a whore, Andy.
Yeah.
And
I think it's about someone that works at Walmart. She's a cashier at Walmart.
That's a different song.
Those are very long hours.
She works kind of hard for the money. That's the Walmart.
I don't just assume when I hear a woman is bringing home a paycheck, she's on her back all afternoon.
Well, you've obviously not listened to that song, because that's what it's about.
I'd like to give women the benefit of the doubt.
And the point is that even though she's a sex worker,
yeah,
she's working her butt off, and you have to respect her. That's the whole point of the song.
That's not how I see it.
She could be like a dominatrix, too. She doesn't have to be on her back.
Good point.
Well,
she might be
a
madame.
I think she's working an 8-hour shift at Walmart.
No, different song.
She works the late shift. She actually has to close up.
Thank you, Tom.
What about a gas station?
Yeah, she could do that. Women can do anything, Ken.
That's right.
My God, Ken, it's 2019. Women can be stewardesses. They can be secretaries. They can
also
do anything now.
Also a different song.
Yeah.
She's on Pump 3
they
for
might
the
be.
Money.
She might be an assistant to a great man. Women have a million opportunities now, yeah, Ken.
All right, we're playing Name That Guitar Solo. The phone number is 201-209-9368. If you're more than one person, you get to use the HOV lane, and that number is 201-209-0781. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, thanks very much for calling. What's your name?
Brian from Nyack, New York.
Brian from Nyack. Hey, Brian, say hello to my friend and my cousin, Mark.
Hey, Mark, what's up?
How are you?
Okay,
how
listen. Guys, we can't get into... Guys, we just can't have you just babbling back and forth. We have a game to play.
You started that.
Yeah, but I didn't know they'd get into this whole schmoozing, small talk thing.
Okay.
All right.
All right, Brian, are you ready?
Yeah.
I'm ready.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Yeah.
I don't know this one. No, sorry.
You don't know it?
I do not know it.
I'm using such well-known songs.
No.
Oh, well, thanks for playing, Brian.
Okay, Brian, thanks very much.
This is a lot harder than I thought.
It is.
Because these are the easy ones.
We've only scored twice.
I know. And I'm running out of easy ones.
But wait, you can reuse these.
Yes, I can.
But don't do it back to back.
Right, exactly.
201-209-9368. If you're calling with more than one person, we have an HOV lane, 201-209-0781. If you're calling with less than one person, don't even bother because it doesn't matter. It's moot.
Okay.
Yeah. Gotcha. Not even worth mentioning.
Yeah.
I'm going to just stop talking about it now.
Right. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi.
What's your name?
Tom.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, Tom. This is.
I love the show. Can I say that?
Yes, you can.
Yeah, you're allowed. Yeah.
We love it when you say that.
We love you for loving us.
Thank you.
Although not in the same way. Isn't that interesting?
No, for me, it's very close to the same way.
Okay, Tom, what would you do with your $22?
Buy a pizza.
So far, we've heard pizza, beer, and weed, and gas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little slice of paradise for you, huh, Ken?
Yep. All right, Tom, are you ready?
Pizza, weed, and gas.
I'm ready.
Here we go.
The one I don't know.
Don't know it?
You got me beat.
Oh, well.
Ken, these are not well-known songs.
They are well-known songs.
Are you enjoying just humiliating our listeners?
I'm using the easy songs.
These are not the easy
songs.
They are easy. I can prove to you these are not the easy songs.
You
Dave, Nick, Ed, Tom, Brian, the other Tom, none of them knew it.
You knew them.
Okay.
Well, I knew. I've recognized one. James Taylor.
Well, thanks, Tom. No,
Country Road.
Haven't played any James Taylor.
Okay.
I know there's lots of people at home who are getting all these right.
Well, why don't they call 201-209-9368? They could walk on with $22 American.
Maybe they can't get through.
No, seriously, why don't they call? 201-209-9368. If you have more than one person, 201-209-0781. That's our HOV lane. Hi, thanks for calling. What's your name?
Hi, I'm Brendan.
Hey, Brendan. You love the show.
I like it.
Yeah, oh, that's good enough.
Oh, I was going to give him an easy one.
No, no, no. That was the most sincere response we've heard all day. Brendan, what would you do with $22?
Probably groceries.
Yeah, pizza, beer, pizza, weed, or gas. That's the only real choices we're offering tonight. All right.
A vegetable
or two. We're ready to roll. Go ahead, Ken.
Ready, Brendan?
Yep.
Here we go.
I can't believe I can't answer this. I know the song. I know it.
I bet
well.
If you wait, if you think about it, well, play him another. Play him another second of it. Okay.
While my guitar gently weeps.
There it is.
All right.
Can you name the guitar?
Extra point. Can you name the guitar player?
That's George Harrison.
No, sir.
No, sir.
What?
There's brought in a guest guitarist.
Eric Clapton.
Oh, that was Clapton.
Yeah, Clapton. But you're tied for first, Brendan. So
okay.
That's good.
Wait, already?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
And,
yeah,
now
that's
you,
all
and now you get to go again.
Okay.
Yeah, this is the round two. This would put you in the lead, Brendan, for $22. Right. The pressure's on.
All right, let me get one up here. Are you ready, Brendan?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah, I have nothing for that one.
Oh.
Okay, well, don't. Well, we're running out of clips, so don't reveal it. I don't think playing more of that crap is going to make it easier for me.
Now,
it
Brendan?
Won't. No, yeah. No, see, Ken, it's just.
It's
diminishing returns. If you play it again, he's going to forget the Beatles answer from before.
I might.
Okay, Brendan, you're tied for first.
All right, that's good.
Okay, now, thank smart you. Guy, now we have to divide 22 by 3.
Well, that's easy.
Now
I think that's like.
No, that's easy.
No,
that's
it can't
like
be done.
$7.33.
I don't have to bring in.
I keep the extra penny.
Okay.
Thanks, Brendan. Phone number here is 201-209-9368. And the HOV lane is 201-209-0781. Hi, you're on the radio.
You're on the radio. Can you imagine? Yeah, we're talking to you. What's your name?
Justin from Jersey City.
Hey, Justin.
Hey, Justin. And what would you do with $22, Justin?
I would just say
gas or weed. Just say it.
I guess I don't really drive, so maybe some weed.
Pizza, yeah. Pizza, weed, doesn't, yeah.
Yep.
Wait, hold on. Mark, my cousin Mark, are you impressed with the quality of listeners, the people calling? Do they impress you at all?
Seems like the music, it's the guitar music, is too hard for them.
Yes, it's very hard. Yes, it is. This is Ken's idea, and he thought it would be a way to humiliate the listeners, to make himself feel better, to make himself feel smarter.
I'm sorry, I obviously didn't pick easy enough songs.
Okay, but Justin's going to try. Here we go. Justin, have you been able to guess any of the other ones we've played?
A couple. I know you were just playing While My Guitar Gently Weeps.
That's right. Okay, so here's another one, Justin. This one's for you, buddy. Peter, Paul, and Mary, Puff the Magic Dragon?
No.
No? Justin, do you have it, a guess?
Darn. I'm not quite sure, actually. It sounds very familiar.
Yeah. Yeah, you would know it.
This is how you build yourself up, I guess, Ken.
Yeah, I guess so.
So this is my impression of Ken going home tonight. Honey, I'm smarter than everyone.
Yep,
I know more about music than anyone. Okay, thank you very much, Justin. Thanks for playing.
All right, thanks, guys.
Okay.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how you doing?
Doing great, now that you called. What is your name?
My name is Ricky.
Hey, Ricky, what would you do with $22?
Oh, man, I would try to get off this highway.
Yeah, exactly. That's like a good... It's good to have an ambition, Ricky. All right, we're so Ricky's listening over his car phone.
And it's known as a radio.
Oh yeah,
he must, radio. He must have a he must have a radio in his car.
But wait, but so he's oh I see, so he's on both. He's
no,
on the car
crazy.
Phone.
I know it sounds crazy. He's listening to the radio.
I get it now. I get it.
And he's calling us on a phone.
Now, will there be a delay then? For him?
No.
Will he hear it over both?
It's actually the car next to me that has you guys on.
Oh, there you go. Well, you can't throw us. You can't. You can't.
Okay, Ricky, are you ready?
Throw a stone in this area.
I'm ready.
Here we go.
Yeah. Honey, I'm smarter than everybody.
I have no idea.
I know all about music. More about music than anybody in the tri-state area. I'm the king of music.
Come on.
Was that Petty?
No, but not a bad guess.
Tom Petty? Not a bad guess.
Not a bad guess.
Thanks for calling, Ricky.
Thanks, Ricky. Sorry. Hi, you're on the air. Oops. Hi, you're up. Hello, you're on the air. Hi.
Hey, guys. Who's this?
This is Catherine.
Hi, Catherine.
Oh, hey, Catherine. Catherine, have you been able to guess any of the clips, the little sound bites that we've been playing?
Yeah. One of them is Summertime.
Don't reveal anything.
Yeah, don't reveal anything. Are you ready?
This is okay, yours, Catherine.
Make a guess, speaker.
This is $22.
Here we go, Catherine.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Did you recognize it, Catherine?
Yeah. Oh, that last one?
Yeah.
I didn't recognize the last one.
Oh, well.
Can you play it again?
Yeah, sure.
Hank, come here and give the king of pop music a big old hug. Okay, Catherine. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, I didn't get that one. Sorry.
No, it's all right.
Sorry, well, Catherine. It's my fault.
Wait. Hold on. Wait. I do have something for you. She Works Hard for the Money is not about a prostitute. It's about Annetta Johnson, who's a bathroom attendant. She's on the back cover. Oh, that's Taking Care of Business? Am I off already? Am I still on?
Wait, you mean Taking Care of Business, the
BTO? Is that Bach?
Bach. That was about a bathroom attendant? Wait, taking care your business means cleaning out the toilet?
No, taking care of business is not about...
No, she works hard for the money.
She works hard for the money is about a bathroom attendant.
After you've soiled the toilet, she would go in and clean that bowl.
Right, and it's a hard job.
Donna Summer was at an event,
yeah.
And she saw this woman in a bathroom, and she was sleeping, watching TV, and she looked exhausted, and that's what she wrote the song about.
But Ken would assume she was exhausted because she'd been a prostitute all day. Ken just assumed that. I think that's kind of sexist.
It is
kind of sexist. Yeah. Women can do anything. Ken, they can be bathroom attendants. Like I was saying before, they can be grade school teachers or secretaries.
What else can they be, Andy?
They can be stewardesses.
It's a really famous story.
It's a famous story, Ken.
I'm sorry.
But it's true, they could also be prostitutes.
Thanks, Catherine.
We'd love them all for that. There's no shame in any of it.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, this is Pamela.
Hey, Pam.
Hi, Pamela.
Hi, I've got my right-hand man with me, I think, if he's still on the phone.
Oh, okay, great. Well, then you can...
Mike?
Then either of you, then you have doubled your chances of identifying this guitar solo.
Oh, sorry, I forgot to hit merge call. Mike, are you on the phone?
Yeah.
Oh, hey, Mike. Welcome to the show. So it's Pam and Mike.
Hey, thanks.
So you guys would have to split the $22 if you would win.
Yeah, I owe him money anyway. You can have it all.
That could get kind of dicey. Oh, that's sweet of you.
Okay, here you go, Pam and Mike.
Here we go. It's very exciting.
Wait, he doesn't know the premise.
You have to name Mike. You're going to hear a guitar solo. Just tell us what song it is.
Okay.
Okay.
And if you get extra points if you know who the guitar player is.
Okay.
Here's a hint. Ken is reveling in the fact that, he's picking difficult solos.
Got to say the audio quality is less than fantabulous.
Well, that's our station.
That's my excuse. I'm sticking to it.
Do you have a guess? Because I might have a guess.
Do you have a guess, Pam?
Well, Mike, do you
I could barely hear anything, honestly.
Well, you weren't missing
should
much.
I have the
Pam,
the radio on?
Pam, what's your guess?
Well, but he couldn't hear it.
Well, okay, so for Mike's sake, let me do this then. It was like a very high-pitched kind of twinging.
Yes. Ying,
ying, ying, ying, ying, ying, ying, ying, ying, ying, ying, ying, ying. Does that help at all?
Oh, I recognize that.
Exactly.
But... Can you turn on the radio to hear it? Can you play a little bit more or no? Play it again.
No one's going to get it.
I think Pam knows
these
what it is.
These are the most arcane. These are just little deep cuts that
these
only
are not,
Ken.
No, they're not.
Yeah. It does not sound at all familiar.
Pam.
Is it Maggot Brain?
Yes! Pam gets it!
It is?
Yes! And Pam, really? Pam, do you know who the guitar player is?
Oh, Pam, we'd love for you to win this. Okay, Pam, you're moving on to the second round.
Okay.
Oh, please, you didn't even give me a chance.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
Do you know who? If
on Maggot Brain, Johnny Guitar Watson.
No.
Okay, but you're moving on to round
close,
two.
Close though. Close.
Okay, this is for round two. Pam, this would put you solidly in the lead.
Mike, we'll do it. You get this one, and we're truly
okay. Mike will Mike lean into the receiver.
See, Pam knew it. Here we go, Pam. This is for the win. Here we go.
Oh, damn it! I know this.
See, Mike knows it.
It's familiar enough to...
Crap. I know this. I know this. It's television. Oh, God.
Come on, Mike.
Can we say that is the band? You do. That is the correct band.
Television's the band.
That is the correct band.
And, oh, man. We should know this.
What does the angel on your shoulder say we should do, Andy?
I don't. What options
it's
do we have?
It's off of Marquee Moon.
There it is.
There it is.
There it is. You got it.
Okay.
All right. That was the name of the song, and it is the title track of the album.
Okay. So,
yeah, yeah.
Okay. So
Pam and Mike are in the lead
with 2 points.
Yeah.
Wait, let them continue. They haven't. That's right.
I'm trying to think of who their guitarist is, but I can't remember.
Yeah, it's one of those two guys in television.
You're still at bat. This is very exciting, Pam. I'd be thrilled if you took this. Okay, this is for round three. This would put you decisively in the lead. This would be the insurance run, as we say in baseball.
And Pamela, can you put the phone closer to the radio, or you're not getting it through the radio?
No, we're not. We're getting it over the phone.
Oh, okay.
Mark, is this the most exciting hour of radio you've ever experienced?
Unbelievable,
isn't it? We do this every week.
At least.
Okay, Pam and Mike, are you ready?
Hey, Mark, just to remind you, guess what I'm getting paid for this? Try to guess. I know you'd think...
Same as me, nothing.
Yeah, nothing.
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 You're right.
No, Pam and Mike, you're going to get $22. Ken's going to get his salary.
Yeah, I'll split it with you.
Everyone.
I'm not even looking at the chat board. Somebody's saying you should look at the chat board.
Don't look at the chat board.
Oh, I didn't even think of that.
Yeah, don't look at the chat board. Are you ready, Pam and Mike?
Ready.
Here we go. Wow. What a shredder.
Mike, you don't have anything?
No, I got nothing.
It's okay. You guys are...
I'm just going to guess Jimi Hendrix.
No, close. So close. So close.
But no.
Close.
Damn it.
Yeah. Hey, well, Pam and Mike, you're in the lead. And there's only like 5 minutes left. So, you know, you have
Wait, I do. Oh, shoot. I should have taken a longer time to guess.
But yeah, that's right. That would have been a good strategy. But I do have to say this. If people are posting guesses on the...
They might be wrong guesses.
Yeah, they might be wrong.
Should we disable the chat board?
No.
No.
Should we?
No,
it seems like
Andy.
People could cheat.
No, how Andy, else can Andy. We cheat?
Well, thank you. If people can,
thanks, Pam. Yeah, Pam and Mike, email.
On the radio.
If in 5 minutes you're the winner, then Pam, email me with your PayPal address and Andy. Okay.
Okay.
Thanks.
Okay, I'll have to get a second job. I'm good for the money. It might take a while. Don't cash your check for like 3 weeks.
Well, just think about prostitution.
Pam and Mike.
Hi, you're on the radio. Turn off your radio. You're on the radio.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
Doing
how
great
doing?
Now that you called. What's your name?
I'm Ryan.
Hi, Ryan. What would you do with your $22, sir?
I was thinking about retiring, so this might bring me a little closer.
You'd have to use the Martingale system to make that work.
Oh, yeah. We need to revisit that.
Hey, but wait, we should ask our listeners, if you're near a chat board, just put up erroneous guesses to confuse Ryan, right? So he won't have an advantage.
I'm confused already, so you don't need any.
Okay,
don't worry. Nothing happens instantaneously, Andy. Don't worry.
Okay.
Okay, you ready, Ryan? Here
ready
we go.
Where am I ever going to be? Let's
Fourth
go.
Time's the charm.
The name of that song is 515.
Yes! Good job, Ryan.
Yay! Here we go.
And wait, now, Ryan, can you name the guitarist, the lead guitarist?
Well, there's one guitar player in that band, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah.
Guy named Pete.
Good.
Pete Townsend.
Pete Townsend. There you go. Two points.
Although he's not best known for these solos.
He's not the only smart guy in the world.
Yeah. I mean, he's better known as for his chords.
Ryan just tied Pam and Mike
by knowing the name of the guitarist.
All right,
and now he's on to the second round.
Okay.
Is this going to be a little more challenging?
Just a tiny bit more challenging because now I'm scared that everything's too hard. Okay, you ready, Ryan?
How about this? If your phrase is going to be too hard, can I make a request on the one?
No.
Well, see, that doesn't quite seem fair.
Here you go, Ryan. Ready?
All right.
Here we go.
Okay.
Oops. Wasn't supposed to play any vocals.
I think I know who that is.
Oh, this would be for the win.
Well, you have to know the name of the song.
I know who the guitar player is.
Really? You know who the guitar player is? I think we should give
him... He's known as the whistleblower. But I can't disclose his real name.
He's making
a political joke.
Making a political joke.
Making a reference, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, Ryan, you're tied for first... I hope somebody wins so I don't have to send two $11 payments.
You're going to have to also figure out how to divide 22 into two equal payments.
Yeah.
So good luck with that.
Maybe I'll just send both $6.
Hey, congratulations, Ryan.
Thank you.
You got 2 points.
All right, we got to get a winner. We have enough for another couple calls. Let's move quickly.
Hi, you're on the air.
What's your name?
David.
Okay, David, ready? We're going to...
I hate the show, by the way.
Oh, thanks very much. Thanks for...
Go ahead.
Thanks for your honesty. Here we go, David. We're gonna play you a sound bite.
Hang on.
That's your first clue. It obviously doesn't open the song.
Ready, David? Here we go. Ooh, the end of the song.
Drawing a blank. I knew the Goodbye to Love. I'm surprised nobody got that by the Carpenters.
Yes.
That's a tough one.
Yeah, good job.
The Carpenters aren't known for.
Good job on that.
Yeah, I knew it was either Jimi Hendrix or the Carpenters.
But that one I didn't know.
Oh, well, David, that was, that was Johnny Thunders. Can't put your arms around a memory.
Well, you want to try one more real quick?
If I had 1 to 22, I would just donate it right back during the fun drive.
Yes.
Well, of course, it's easy to say that now that you didn't win.
Thanks, David.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, let's try to fit one more in here.
All right, here we go. Thanks for calling.
Hi, you're on the air.
What's your name?
Hey, it's Mike from Boston.
Okay,
hey,
Mike. We're going to get right to it, okay, Mike?
All right, thanks.
Okay, here we go. Okay, we're finding our solo. Thanks for your patience.
Here we go.
Thanks in advance for your patience.
What do you say, David? Mike?
It's got to be... It's not the Stones, is it?
No.
No, that would be... That would make too much sense.
Yeah, I mean, it just sounds like every other guitar solo.
Yeah, I think it's Ken's neighbor, his neighbor that lives across the street. Right, Ken?
Yeah.
You recorded him last night?
Yeah, it's
like
Murray.
You want to reveal who some of these were?
Sure.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
Sure it does. We played Courtney Barnett's Avant Gardner. Nobody got that one. Whoops, got to hang up on everybody. Sorry. There was a Jimi Hendrix in there, Voodoo Child, that nobody got. There was an Arctic Monkeys. The last one was Link Wray. Rawhide by Link Wray. It's not an obscure song, Andy. Rawhide by Link Wray.
Mike and I would disagree. Okay, but listen, Ryan, the team of Pam and Mike and Ryan have $11 each coming. If they email Ken...
How did you do that?
I've been working for the whole hour.
Wow. That's very, very impressive.
Mark is flying home tomorrow. We'll say thank you to my cousin Mark.
Thanks for coming in, Mark.
Thanks, Mark.
It was a pleasure.
And I'll be here, unless something comes up, I'll be here next week. Unless there's something on TV or something.
There's usually something on TV.
Oh, well, then I might not be here.
Can I count on you being here?
We're going to see what it is. Okay. You have to see what it is first to see if it's good.
Hey, thanks to Jeremiah for the newsletter. Don't forget you can subscribe to the 7-Second Delay newsletter right on our playlist page. It's alive again. So go there and subscribe to it. And this is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Stay tuned next for Weekly World Blues with Matt Fibash.
Sound of the blues scale. The blues scale is very simple, very useful, but also very simple to build. All you have to do is know your minor pentatonic scales. So in this case, I was playing A.
blues comes so many different ways until it's kind of hard to explain.